We're up to Siman Tov, Reish, Hey. Minhag Kaparos Be'erev Yom HaKippurim. The minhag of doing Kaparos. So the Beis Yosef brings down that the Rashba writes that in his city, in the city of the Rashba, the minhag Poshit was to do Kaparos. And he heard that all the Rabbanei Ashkenaz do Kaparos. And he even heard that the Esther of Haigon, who also said the minhag is to do Kaparos. Nonetheless, the Rashba put a stop to it in his own city. He felt that this is not an appropriate minhag. And the Beis Yosef brings down that the Ramban also did not like the minhag of Kaparos and held it was Darkei HaEmori. And the Darkei Moshe comments on the Beis Yosef that the minig poshe pacho medinos elu la'asosam. The minig Ashkenaz is to do kaparos. The Mechaber tells us, Tafresh hey, Sif Aleph, ma shenogin la'asos kapara be'erev yom kippur, that which the minig is to do kaparos be'erev yom kippur, lishcho tarnagol al kol ben zachar, to shecht a tarnagol, a chicken on every Ben Zachar, male son, Velomar Olaf Psukim, and to say Psukim when doing so, he says the Mechaber, Yesh Lim Noah Minig. The Minig should be stopped. This is an inappropriate Minig. Mishabura Sivkotan Aleph explains, Mishum Chshash Darkei HaMori. It is acting in the ways of the Goyim, and therefore it should not be done. Hagah, note says Ramah, V'yesh mehagaonim shekosvo minig. Zed, the Gaonim already wrote about this minig. V'chein kosvo so rabbi min ha'achronim, the Ramah's achronim, which would be our Rishonim. V'chein nogim mechom medinos elu, and that is the common practice in medinos. Ashkenaz ve'ein l'shanos, and you should not change the minig. Yihu minig vasikin. This is a very, a chosh of a minig. This mamish, we would expect the opposite. It's something that we would expect the Sephardim to do, and we would expect the Ashkenazim not to do it, and the Mechaber is against, and the Ramah is for it. So, Dirshu points out that even by the Sephardim, they are no way to do Kaparos. The Kafachayim brings it down, the Ben Ishchai brings it down, and Rabban Tzion Abishol explains, even though the Shulchan Aruch was opposed to the Minog, the Bnei Sfarad are noeg to do kaparos because they accepted the practices of the Arizal even when it's against the Mechaber. The Arizal is into doing kaparos. This is bring down from the Shara Kavanos. Arizal haya nizar ma'od l'kayim minig zeh v'yesh bo tam al pi hasod v'u minig kodum mizman ha'goinim. So the Arizal is in strong favor of the minig of Kaparos. The Mechaber is opposed, and they don't bring down here what Rav Avadya holds, but you have the Kaf HaChaim who is in favor, you have the Ben Ishchai who is in favor, and you have Rav Tzion Abishol saying that they were Mekabel, the Arizal's Hanhagas, over the protest of the Mechaber. So I don't know if it's across the board, but many Sfardim are also no egg to do kaparos. Mishabur Sifkotan Beis, Minag Vasikin. The Yachshov, a person when he does kaparos, should think shekol masha osin la'ofazeh hakol haya ro'ui lavo alav. Everything is fitting to come upon him. The first time I read this Mishnah Berurah, I remember I was in a car driving up to the Catskill Mountains. I was right after yeshiva. I was probably 19 or 20 years old. And I thought what the Mishnah Berurah meant is don't feel bad for the chicken, because whatever you do to the chicken deserves, and don't think that it's cruelty to animals. So that's not pshat. And I pointed it out. I was in a car with a bunch of yeshiva bachrim, and I pointed out my ha'ara, and they said, Thaler, you dummy, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that whatever is happening to the chicken deserves to be happened to the bailim, the owner of the chicken, and that's his kapara, that whatever lo aleinu should happen to him for the coming year is going to happen to the chicken instead. And the Shara Tzion spells this out on the bottom, Ois Beis. Kidugmas Dalid Mises Bezdin. We do to the chicken a smattering of the Dalid Mises Bezdin. Shezarko Laof Acha Shchita. After they shech the chicken, they throw him. Dirshu points out, make sure you don't throw the chicken before Shchita, because that could break his knees and that could break different bones and turn him into a Shreifa. So throwing the chicken at the Shchita Hu Ke'en Skila. Because the person, when he gets Skila, first they throw him down a couple of flights. Umasha Shochet Topso Batsavar Vishokto, and the Shochet holds him by the neck and shechs him, and then Mecharchin also Be'esh and put him in a little bit of fire. Hu Dugma Sreifa Veherig Vechenik. So you have a Dugma of Dalid Mises Bezdin happening to the chicken. If Chas V'Sholom, the Bailim is deserving a Mises Bezdin, whatever is happening to the chicken should be considered as if it happened to the Bailim, and the Bailim can now be Zeicha to a Shana Tova Umisuka. Continues the Mishnah Berurah again. V'yachshav shekama she'osen lofazeh, whatever they do to the chicken, akalya roi lovo olav, should really happen to the bailim. V'yidei tshuva, so on by the bailim, the bala chicken doing tshuva. Akash bochum misalik ha'gzeira me'olav, the Hashem takes the gzeira from the owner of the chicken, v'niskayim dugmasa ba'ofazeh, and does it to the chicken. V'chein kasa harishonim tam ha'korban habo ala shogeg. And that's also brought down by Karbanos, Karban Chatas, brought on Bishogeg, that whatever is being done to this Karban really was supposed to be done to the Bailim, and through Tshuva, the Karban is Mechaper, that whatever was supposed to happen to the Bailim is done to the animal, and its Kiddush was done to the Bailim, and now he can go on and hopefully live a happy, healthy, prosperous life. Okay, so then the Mishnah talks about exactly when to shech the animal. This sounds like a carbon. Yeah, we'll go. We're going to get there. That's part of what people don't like. One of the things, I mean, we spoke about Darkei Amori. Darkei Amori obviously has nothing to do with Karbanos, but that's another issue that comes up in the whole practice of doing Kaparas, that the Ramos said. Right. Yeah, the Ramah's going to say that he puts his hands on the, like, smicha, kilu on a korban. We'll get there. That's another problematic aspect of kaparas, that it looks like korbanos bachutz. Okay, so he said, Tov l'shochto b'ashmoras achar slichos. Slichos are really supposed to be said early in the morning, and then afterwards they should do the shechte. Ke'od ha'rachamim govrim, that's the zman of rachamim. But it's dark. It's still dark out. Sounds like they finished slichos. So it was still dark out. You need an avuka because you can't shech the chicken in the dark if you can't see, because it'll become a nevela. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah goes on and on about this topic, and then he talks about the, you know, if there's a lot of traffic and there's a lot of stuff going on over there, and people are pushing each other, and the shochet is not going to be careful, and it could lead to nevela. So it's a tov yoseh lishrei kaparos yomo yomayim kodim yom kippurim ki kol aseres yimei tshuva uzman lekaparos. Meaning this, the Mechaber talking about doing it on Erev Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, there's a lot of lachats and a lot of people and everyone doing it. There's a lot of pressure on the shechtim, and it could lead to problematic shechita. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Gadim, all that says to make tshuva is fitting for kabanos. So just do it a few days earlier, and then you will remove the lachats and be sure that the shechita is done properly. Then Dishu in footnote 3 has a discussion. What if the shochet makes a mistake, and in the course of doing the shechita, it becomes an avela? Are you yotzi yidei mini kaparas? So he wants to say that you're not yotzi the mini kaparas. Brings down from
Midirei Hari Kapo. I never understood kaparas to be such a thing. You know, you're yotzi, you're not yotzi, but mamish the poskim done on every single prat. When, what if you shekted the shinkin properly, but then you found inside that it was a trefa? You are yotzi, you're not yotzi. They bring down from the buchacher. In that case, you are yotzi. It's like a kohen bringing a korban, and then he thinks he's doing everything right. In the end, he finds out that he's a halal, that the Gemara brings down from the pasuk, Barech Hashem Chelo, that the avoid is kshera. Since he thought he was doing everything right, then he brings down from a Torah Savigdor that if it ends up that the animal, the chicken's a trefa, it is a problem. In Yemaisa, they bring the bottom line from Rabbi Tzion Abishol and Rabbi Yoshev and Rabbi Nissen Karelis that he's Yotze the Minig, even if the animal ends up a trefa. Well, it's a maisa. I don't know if it's a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa, yeah, whatever. A maisa minug. So were you mekayim the minug? We're not mekayim the minug. Then the Mishaburo goes on to say, in the middle of sifkotum, very large sifkotum bees. If you're nervous about the animal, you know, how the shechita is going to be done and there's too much lachatz, so you can use money. Shisabu al-Rasham b'ma'os. Use the money, v'techosh yedam tzedakah and give it to tzedakah. Shelo yu nichshol and be'isin neveila chas v'shalom. Better to use money than use a chicken and end up with a chicken that's not shechted properly. Then he says, if you can, bring the shochet to your house, and that's the easiest thing early in the morning. And then there's no lachatz; you're not doing it like in the shuk with everyone pushing and shoving and the whole balagan. And then Dirshu has a whole discussion from Rav Shlomo Zalman that the shochet is mechabed, the owner of the chicken. There's a mitzvah kisui adam, the mitzvah of shechita, the mitzvah of covering the blood. So they used to be mechabed, the shochet with shecht, and then he gave the mitzvah of kisui adam to the bala chicken. So is that okay? Is it not okay? So really the one who's doing the shechita is supposed to do the kisui adam. So he says, if the bala chicken appoints the shochet as his shaliach to shecht, so it's ki'ilu shucho shel adam kamoso, it's as if the bailim is shechting, and then the bailim has the right to do the kisui adam, and then you're not going to have a problem with that. Says the Ramah, Agav Yesh Magaonim, we already said Shekosu Min Ekzeh, they're going to bring down this Minug. V'echen Kosos Rabbi Min HaAchronim, the Achronim, the Rishonim like it. V'echen Ogim B'chol Medinas Eilu, to do the Minug Kaparas, V'echen L'Shanos, Kihu Minug Vasikin. Okay, that we did. V'noag Nikach Tarnagol Zachar L'Zachar, U'l'Nekeva Lokin Tarnagol Les. They would take a male chicken for a male and a female for a female. And if a woman is pregnant, they would take shnei tarnagolim, ulai teled zachar, ubocharin betarnagolim. Hold on a second. So we're taking two chickens. What does it mean, two chickens? Mishabur expensive cotton gimel, dino tarnagol, betarnagolet. A male and female chicken. The male chicken, maybe she'll have a boy. The female chicken, that even it is for her, and then if she has a girl, if she's pregnant with a girl, so then she and her baby in utero will be yotze, so to speak, with the female. Shafil mavlad nekeva yiskapru shneim. He atzma mavlad ba'achas. They'll both be niskaper on the female chicken, and then the male chicken was just the islam, just in case. So here there's also some very interesting, Dirshu brings down some very interesting stuff over here. So first of all, why does the fetus need a kapara? The fetus did not yet have a chance to sin. Sheva vareva mayriv. So he brings down from Scheinberg that maybe he sinned in a previous, he, she, it, sinned in a previous Gilgul. The Stipler says, in case it was some gzeira chas v'shalom, which doesn't sound like it's related to sinning, but if chas v'shalom there was an gzeira, so the gzeira should go on the chicken and not on the fetus. If she's not even 40 days pregnant, she's not considered halachically to be pregnant at all. She doesn't need the other chicken. Then what if they did Tzom Gedalia, they do Kaparis, and the baby's born a few days later, before Yom Kippur? When you yotze, you have to do it again. It's mamish, the poskim are done here in every single prat. It's amazing. So Rav Yosha says the yotze with the Kaparis that were done when the baby was still in utero. Now what if you know that the... What if they did an ultrasound and they know if it's a boy or a girl? Can you be samech on the ultrasound? So if it's a girl, so then it should be enough to just have one tarnagolet for the mother and the female fetus. So he brings down from Rav Yashin and Rav Osner, yeah, you could rely on the ultrasound to determine how you're doing your kaparas. Then what if you did? What if you made a mistake? What if they, well, in general, this doesn't seem to be related to the fetus. What if you use a male for a female or female for a male? So he brings that from the Buchacha with the Eved, that's okay. And he had another interesting case. Okay, then the Mishmur continues. Two people can use the same chicken if they can't each afford their own chicken. And then some have two female chickens, one for the mother, and one in case the baby is a girl, and then one male chicken in case the baby is a male. And here Dirshu keeps going. What if there's twins? What if you don't know if it's a boy or a girl? Do you need to bring, you know, three females and two males? They did an ultrasound. Right, then he says, but if you did ultrasound already, you probably know if it's a male or female. So then, look at what we said at the previous ha'ara. Okay, then they swing the chicken over the head. B'shashem esabe v'al rosho, when they swing the chicken over the head, yomar zechali fasi tmurasi kaparasi, which is roshe tevos chatach shem malach hamimune al hachayim. I don't know anything about this topic. We will go on. Now, the issue also has a discussion. What is this term, kapara si? So, the Makor Chaim says, kapara, like Yom Kippur, kapara sabonos. But he brings that from the Siddur Ian Tfila, that it's, that's not the source, that's not what the word kapara si means when we're dealing with kaparas. Ela mechayvim shatarnago ye bimko mi. So the kapara si is not kapara miloshin yom kippur, but miloshin bim komo. When doing kaparas for a bunch of people at the same time, one should not say the nefesh tachas nefesh, which is usually said. They talk about taking the chicken in the right hand. What if you're a lefty? And brings up from Rav Yashiv that kaparas only works for the person in front of you. You can't do kaparas for Reuven ben Shimon if Reuven ben Shimon is not in front of you. Again, they choose white tarnagolim. However, the Mishmur says you shouldn't dafka look for white, because that can also be some sort of darkei ha'amori. But the reason for the white is aldera shenamar im yuchateichem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu. The sin should turn white like snow and disappear. V'nagu liten ha'kaparas la'aniim, and then the shech, the chicken, should go to the aniim, or lifdosen b'mamon shenosen la'aniim, or if you want to eat the chicken, so give the value of the chicken to the aniim. Right, that's what he says. It's a little bit insulting. He says, the pasuk says, v'chata'och b'tzedakah firuk, you're redeeming your chait with tzedakah. And he says it's better to give the money because it's going to be embarrassing to the ani. I took all my averas, I put it on the chicken, here you go, enjoy. So it's like embarrassing for the ani to take the chicken, so it's better to give him the money. They go Erev Yom Kippur to the Beis HaKvaros. There's such a minhag, and to give a lot of tzedakah, but I call minhag yafeh. V'yesh lahasim shchitas hakaparos miyad l'achar shechazir olav v'samach yodav olav d'mus hakarban. So just like a karban needs a smicha, where the bailim puts his hands, leans b'chol kochol on the animal, that's what they do to the chicken, and then they shecht it. You shouldn't do that. It looks like you are makdish kachim and shechting it outside of the base of Mikdash. And others said, you don't have to worry, because the chicken is not roi lamizbeach. So since it's not roi lamizbeach, no one's going to be choshed you that it's kachim bachutz. They compare this to the halacha in Hilchas Pesach, where you're not allowed to say that this meat is for Pesach, because it sounds like you are makdish this animal for the Korban Pesach. So you don't say this meat is for Pesach, and that's relevant even for animal that's not roi to be a Korban Pesach. So that's part of the discussion over here. If doing smicha on your kaparis animal looks like kachim bachutz, is it a problem? Is it not a problem? Then they throw the innards of the animal in the chatzer or on the roof. That the birds can eat from the innards of the animals. Why do we throw the innards to the birds? Mishabur explains Sifkaton Tess Derechatarnegolim Lizon Mina Gezel, because chickens eat whatever they get their hands on, even Mina Gezel. Ubineha Meayim, and his stomach, his innards, Hema Kalim Arishonishim Kablin Agezel, that's where the food that the chicken stole goes straight into his stomach. Lachay Marchikim Atzomil Ochlam, and therefore we don't eat it. In order to impress upon ourselves the importance of staying away from Gezel. Kidei litin elibo laharchik mina Gezel. To understand the severity of Gezel. Also, v'gami shum rachmanos. K'shem shemirachem ala brios lefarnason. Just like I care even about the birds, to give them something to eat. Hashem shebi merachem alav mina shemayim. K'nyiratzon. That's Siman Tov Reish Hei.